Distinguished Professor Linda Tuhiwai-Smith has just been awarded funding for a new research project, which is going to work with a group of parents in the Eastern Bay of Plenty to drive intergenerational change, supporting kai sovereignty, healthy relationships with kai, and good health. And Linda is kindly with us. Te tuhine, kia ora anō, hoki mai rā.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Linda. It's good to hear your voice. We wanted to send you a cake to congratulate you for your alumni awards, but you've got a stack of wood. You'll have to build a new mantelpiece, Linda.
They're sitting on the floor at the moment.
Oh, okay then. Oh, good one. It's good to catch up with you. Hey, I was just talking with Peter, who you probably know. What are you making as a prominent Wahinetoa in the academic space, Linda, of perceived pushbacks, not just to Reo Māori, but also to Māori initiatives, concerns, fast-track legislation? It seems in this first 100 days of the new coalition government, Māori have been front and centre, and disestablishing Takawhai and all of these things all at once. So what are you making of the political climate before we start talking about this kai sovereignty in the Eastern Bay?
It's pretty tumultuous, and a big focus, I think, on dismantling many things that have been built over decades, including programs, if you like, that previous national government supported and, in fact, initiated. So it's a kind of strange time because you've got to look under the political discourse and record to see what is actually coming down and across multiple spaces. You know, people like in the environmental management, in the education, around te reo, you know, public service. I think even around the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, there are these very powerful political rhetoric around, you know, pulling it down or ignoring it or overriding it. So I think we're in a tumultuous period.
We've seen this come and go before, though, haven't we? What would you say to our nervous whānau who think that the pushback is insurmountable? As the saying goes, politicians come and go, we're here to stay. You've seen this sort of attitude before, and do you harbour some confidence?
We've been here before, and we're different now than what we were before. We're stronger. We have like a couple of generations of fabulous young people who are at home in te reo Māori, confident, successful educationally. We've got greater capacity across multiple sectors. You know, it used to be just in the education. Well, you know, in the spheres that I move around in, whether it's economic development, business, health, education, science, you know, we're stronger. And I think people have to stay staunch and but pay attention. And I think there's a time to step up and not just speak out in a sort of rhetorical way, but, you know, do things within your lane, within what people feel comfortable with to push back.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Linda. Well, part of our kōrero is about this tie-up with Cure Kids. Working with some whānau in the Eastern Bay about kai sovereignty and healthy relationships. What have you been asked to do?
Well, it's a project. I'm now director of a new research institute called Ngā Āhuatanga o Te Kai, the Kai Research Institute. We're based in Whakatāne, so hence our focus on the Eastern Bay of Plenty. All my whanaunga are here, you know, multiple iwi. It's an area of high need, but an area of high strength as well. And what we're trying to do with this sort of small project is kind of test some ideas about out in terms of hooking our parents of young babies and toddlers into, you know, kai sovereignty as an idea, having greater autonomy, manamotu hake over the decisions we make about kai, educating our baby's palate so they're not going straight into sugars, but, you know, they're tasting our kai. Because our kai is nutrition, you know, has great nutrition. And, yeah, we're excited about it.
You use the term our kai. Explain, please.
I think the Māori kai, right, which is fish, the things that we can grow ourselves, the things that in the Eastern Bay, you can still go fishing, you can go hunting, you can go gathering. There's a big tradition here of gardening. So, you know, it's fresh food, food that within our reach if we learn the skills and we learn to embrace that, has to be healthier for us than highly processed foods that you get at the supermarket.
Young parents don't really get a chance. I mean, if you've come from a house where, you know, cooking's enjoyed and there's experimentation, there's consideration about nutritional value across the plate, K-Pie, then you'll grow up with knowledge of that, but many don't. And so a lot of our young parents don't have too many clues about how to prepare, you know, good, healthy kai. I know that's generalising, Linda, but what would you say of that? Back in the day, you used to have cooking classes or you'd learn from your nanny, but if you don't get that, it sort of leaves you out in limbo, and next thing you're heading to the Golden Arches each week.
That's right. And there's something about convenience, especially if you're a parent and you've got more than one child, it's stressful. You know, dinner time can be stressful. You're doing pickups from Kohanga or pickups from Kura. That period of time is actually stressful for mamas, parents, in terms of preparing kai that's healthy for their, you know, for the table. So it's really partly trying to address some of those challenges. I think straight out cost of living is a challenge. And but being a little bit more informed and committed and understanding that there are some practices parents can control. There are ways that, you know, they can support each other, for example, and sort of be organised in a particular way. So life isn't stressful, preparing kai isn't stressful. In fact, it can be fun, you know, fishing, taking your kids out fishing in the bay is a wonderful activity. And then being able to eat that fish. We still have the means here in Whakatāne to do those things. In the urban areas, that may not be quite as accessible.
Well, I hope the study goes well. It's an interesting one too. How long is it?
It's a two-year study, and it's like a proof of concept, if you like. We're just testing some things out. We've got wāmanga that'll take place. But we also do have practical workshops, like, you know, ones that are about preparing food, filleting fish, knowing how to butcher meat, also growing a marakai, also trying to build a pantry. Like, what should be in your kapata kai? In your home, what can we do to kind of support those practices so, you know, our parents aren't living day by day by day, that they've got stores, they've got a kapata kai, and they can use those ingredients to make food.
Tēnā koe, back to the preserving. Like my old, beautiful old auntie, her pantry used to be chock-a-block full of preserves from, you know, when you had bulk.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've sort of lost the arts in a way. Could you touch on the Kaura Kako healthy lunches and the hit that appears to being taken because of Seymour's dissatisfaction that the spend is hitting the mark?
Yeah, it's not really what our project is looking at, really, because we're looking at way before school starts at, you know, babies educating babies. So that's a whole nother kaupapa in terms of what Seymour has, you know, announced in terms of review. I mean, reviews are good. There's a lot of good research out there anyway. What we do know is if you are hungry, you're less able to learn.
That makes sense. Let's feed our kids and do our best. Always neat talking with you, Linda. Thanks very much. All the best for the mahi this year, and looking forward to another conversation soon.
Kia pai tō rā.
Kia ora. Bekwa hoki e te tuhine.